Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Our Glenn Chuck is back out there with folks working in this soupy weather.
Mohammed tells me inside his hot pastrami truck here in West 52nd, it can get up to 120 degrees at some point today. But he says he doesn't run the air conditioning.
It's, you know, I have the grill, I have a steam box, I have the fryer.
Wow.
Everything creates very too much heat.
So the fan is better for you, not air conditioning?
Because I put one by the window,
mm-hmm.
and I put one by the front door.
Okay.
And so
just keep it flowing through. Yeah,
yeah. That's it.
Well, hang in there today.
Yeah, we'll try.
Do people give you an extra tip when it's hot?
No, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't go that way.
It doesn't work that way. No. Come on, then people should tip you extra. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You know.
Stay cool, Mohammed. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 52nd and 7th.
A 17-year-old from the Bronx has gone missing in the waters off of Rockaway Beach. This was at Beach 73rd and Shorefront Parkway, where the teen's friends tried desperately to pull him to safety. Namaya Dos Santos was there when it happened and spoke to ABC 7.
Literally trying to pull him back in, but how far they were into the water, it swept him out of his hand, and I started crying so bad for the boy, because it's like, it's one thing to see that happen, but it's another thing to be the person trying to at least help.
FDNY swimmers, an NYPD helicopter, drones, and the Marine unit were all out there before suspending their search last night. That beach, meantime, does not open for the season until Friday. The man killed by a subway train after he fell onto the tracks in Brooklyn. Police say that happened during a fight with another guy over a backpack. This was at the Livonia Street stop in East New York. Still no ID on the victim. The man who allegedly stole the backpack was being questioned Tuesday, but so far no word on charges. We now know who it was who died in that awful accident in Midtown Monday night. 56-year-old Donike Goseja had just parked her car on Fifth Avenue at 52nd Street after driving in from Westchester. Witness Carlton Wood saw her fall.
As soon as she stepped out, it's like she took one step forward and just disappeared. She dropped into a manhole, and I ran over and looked down, and I saw her in there. I immediately called 911.
Police say she went into cardiac arrest from the intense steam heat.
I didn't realize that it was hot down there until the fire department came in. When they were going down, they had put masks on. And when they did come up, they were sweating a lot. So that's when I realized how hot it was down there and the condition she was actually in for over 20 minutes.
Con Ed says it's reviewed footage from the area, which suggests the manhole cover had come off when a multi-axle truck drove over it. That was 12 minutes before this happened. Just one day after a federal judge ruled that ICE can no longer arrest people on non-criminal charges at immigration courts, guess what happened?
It was supposed to be a win for the immigrant community, but immigration attorney Benjamin Remy, who's been at Federal Plaza since the arrests began, knew he had to show up again Tuesday.
There's been a fundamental lack of respect for rule of law in many of the actions that we've seen take place in courthouses.
He wasn't surprised to hear that ICE had detained someone at immigration court a day after they were barred from doing so in non-criminal cases. He says his clients have been scared to come.
The climate of fear that cultivates, right? People see the videos online of what's happening when folks go to immigration court. They're seeing this in their social media.
We don't know the details of this latest arrest. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.